This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, Brian's pretty involved, as you might imagine. There's a lot of different stories coming out online right now. I'm just going to go on what we have specifically right here. And first of all, let me also say that we don't know who spoke to Devin Nunes. We know it's not someone at the White House. We don't know who spoke to the White House about this other than what Nunes has said in front of press conferences. The sources we're talking to are separate from both of those entities. They don't really have a horse in this game. They are frustrated with the way the agencies they say are being politicized more than they've seen before in their careers. And one reason why they're speaking out is because of that. The second reason is because Nunes came out in front of the cameras, has his finger on it, they say, so they want to make sure that it's done correctly. What we've learned is this from multiple sources, is that it's all about intelligence gathering methods. The fact is, a lot of these men and women in the intelligence communities did not want to speak about what's been going on because they were concerned about those methods being known. But now they figure they might as well at least clarify things, since Nunes has been leaked to by someone they don't know, or at least they tell me they don't know. We know that there was this. There was electronic surveillance of Trump and the people close to Donald Trump, including some supporters, for up to a year before inauguration. That information was disseminated, we're told, through NSA channels. It's unprecedented, I'm told, the way this was done. The mention of U.S. citizens is supposed to be masked, and that means basically taken out of a report. So, for example, if I call somebody in Bulgaria, and that's picked up somehow by our agencies, and there's nothing there involving national security, there's nothing there involving a crime, that report would come out and it would say American number one, or my name would not be there. What I'm told now is when these reports came out, names were there, and that is unprecedented. Basically, they say that the information that was unmasking, this unmasked information, these names of Americans who had done nothing wrong, was disseminated to all of the NSC, some at DOD, Clapper, Brennan, basically the people at the top. They also say, I'm told, that Rice knew about this possibly as well. Now, I know there's some reports out there that she was the one that ordered this. We do not know who reported this because we have not spoken to Devin Nunes about it. He's not at least told us these things. So we don't know what papers he saw. Our sources don't know what papers he saw. They just tell me the information about unmasking names from Donald Trump and his team and his family was disseminated to a very select few at the top and was done so for a significant amount of time. And that is blockbuster, guys. That, as far as we know, hasn't been done, at least in modern times, when it comes to this type of thing. Also, as we look down some of my notes here going through this, that there were also additional unmaskings as well. Again, as far as we can tell, none of this had anything to do with national security.
Okay. Right. I'm glad you that was going to be my question. So
That's Adam Housley, AP award-winning American journalist. He's a former professional baseball player. He had a storied career. And then gravitated to journalism and television news, and here he is now with Fox doing a great job and, of course, trying to lay this out for us. I guess what is surprising to me, Scott, after everything is said and done, is kind of the lack of concern about this whole deal. It's almost like, much of America says it's much to do about nothing, but yet it's foundational to what this country is all about in terms of the information and how there have been people, particularly Democrats, here in recent era. Yes, in the past, there's been some Republican presidential administrations that have done so and have utilized government agencies to get their way and to come against their enemies or what they perceive to be their enemies. And here it is big time. I mean, this thing looks like it was nipped in the butt before it could get too far out there, but it's still out there. And who ignited this? Who set all this up? I look at this and I say, I don't know how you extricate one former president, Barack Obama, from all this, what he did. I mean, the landmines that he laid out going out through the door. For some reason, I have this picture of he and Michelle and Valerie Jarrett there in their D.C. headquarters in their home, just kind of chuckling and laughing about all this. But meanwhile, you know, our country is suffering from all this obstruction that he did, and somehow he's going to be the hero. He wants to be the hero out of all this, But this is what he did. His parting gift to America, like we didn't give him enough already, he decides he's going to put a stick in the spokes of not only the Trump administration, but, you know, our bicycle as well as we try to get this country back on track.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com and tweet like crazy. Let me know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. Get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count. Jenny Beth Martin is back with us. President, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, made a statement about Obama's announcement and new executive orders affecting American Second Amendment rights. But we also want to talk about particularly the GOP health care plan and support for Judge Gorsuch. More importantly, that's what's really at the top of agenda. So forgive me for misreading there just a moment to be perfectly vulnerable with you right now. My mistake. Jenny Beth, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
So good to be with you.
Well, Jenny, let me tell you, I ever since our last conversation, we talked about activating the citizens of this country, what it would take, you know, that every day you had something to focus on and to encourage people what they can do. Because I think sometimes when we look at the massiveness of our government and what it's become, it has become a complex machine. Now, the elites love it this way because when it's this massive and discombobulated, it gives them an incredible amount of latitude for error and incompetency. But when we break it down and say, okay, this is a big elephant that we've got to eat, let's do it a piece at a time. And what the Tea Party Patriots have done is you've encouraged citizens to get involved on a daily basis, you know, something like 5 minutes a day, which I think is very practical.
It is, and we have to just, you're right, it seems very overwhelming when you look at everything that happens in Washington, D.C., and you think, wait, they're going the wrong way, or we need to correct this, or we have to do something about another issue. But we encourage people to take 5 minutes a day, even if it's only 5 minutes a week. We just need people to be active and be committed to being active every single week. And we have activities on our website for people to be engaged in, whether it is putting information on social media with your own personal network on social media, picking up the phone and calling Congress, or if it's taking more time and doing an event. We're going to be doing tax day tea parties in a few weeks. You could do a tax day tea party or something that takes a bit more time, but just being involved and showing up. That's what made the Tea Party successful, and that's how we're going to continue to be successful.
Exactly. And as we've been saying, and this is why I appreciate your passion on this, Jenny, is that there's heavy lifting required. We all need to get involved, and we need to invest something. For a long time, we didn't. We disengaged, and the elites took the ball. They ran with it, and this is why we're $20 trillion in debt. Our national security is compromised. Our health care system is imploding. This is out of control because it was never the whole idea of the Great American Experiment was never designed for a ruling class. It was designed for we the people. There's a government of, for, and by us. So the problem with the government is us, because we disengaged. We got what we, you know, what our choices have, have led to. So now we need to get control of our government once again. And this includes the health care plan. Clearly, the people in D.C. are ill-equipped to give us an answer for health care, aren't they?
They certainly have been in the last few weeks. I think that the people inside of leadership in the Republican Party do not understand just how much we across America do not want the government involved in our health care. Now, it isn't to say that President Trump ran on taking care of people who have pre-existing conditions, and people voted for him to do that. We understand that. But at the same time, if we're going to help those people, we have to make sure that the things that we're doing don't interfere with free markets, and they interfere the least amount possible so that the rest of us have affordable insurance and quality health care. And it's time to go back to the drawing board and get the repeal bill right. And it will happen. It's going to take more time, unfortunately, but it will happen.
Jenny, why can't the people just make their own decision? They're already starting to do this already. There's hundreds of, in a sense, kind of boutique doctor's offices that are offering a delivery service for $50 a month, for example. Dr. Alita Eck up in the Northeast, her and her husband and their group are offering health care for $15 a visit. And they're able to do this through the free market system. Dr. Eck has special dispensation, which has to do with tort reform. But I'm saying the people should activate and start working out deals and demonstrating and work the free market themselves. Go out there and find a doctor, a medical practice that will give them, if it's $50 a month, services like what these other doctors are doing. I think there's over 500 groups that do this right now, and their prescriptions right now, they're paying like 10 cents on the dollar for prescriptions because they've negotiated with these pharmaceutical companies a discounted rate. The pharmaceuticals are still making money at 10 cents on the dollar, but that just goes to show you how much profit has been built into it and how we've been built for so long. So if the people start acting and start doing that, forget about what D.C. does, because as you suggest, this is something that needs to be done at the grassroots level, and I support that. And I'm saying don't wait on them to get it right. We know what to do.
Right.
Let's go out and negotiate the stuff. If you need a catastrophic policy, go put the pressure on the insurance companies to give you a catastrophic buy. I recommend that. It's minimal. It's not going to be that expensive. And because then what it will do is this movement will force Congress to repeal Obamacare, all its silly and stupid regulations and tax penalties. That's going to go by the wayside, so you're not going to be affected by that anyway. Because I can tell you, personally, for many years, I said, hey, it's cheaper for me to pay the tax penalty because I have a direct pay relationship with the doctors that I deal with. And those doctors would much rather have cash today than to wait anywhere from 90 to 120 days to be paid by an insurance company, plus have a support staff that costs them anywhere to 35 to 40%. It's no wonder that an office visit that should be about 75, 80 bucks is now worth, they have to charge you $200 to justify because of all these add-on expenses. If we go direct, go negotiate with your local doctors, you do your own health care. Let's call it the people's health care system. Forget about D.C. They're not going to get it. It's too mired in politics. You've got Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, the people that created this problem to begin with, who sit there on the sidelines doing an end zone dance because the Republicans didn't get it right, and they did nothing. They did nothing whatsoever to help the cause for we the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I love what you're saying about we don't have to wait on the government. We know how to take care of ourselves, and we need to do that. We can't let them interfere so much the insurance premiums that people are paying, $7,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 deductibles. What you're talking about is makes so much more sense. And we can step up and create our own system if the government's going to get in the way.
We're gonna do the Tea Party Patriots Healthcare Program, Jenny Beth.
Let's just do it. We'll all band together under the Tea Party Patriot, logo, and we'll go design our own healthcare system, free market based, that'll answer the problem. We'll let D.C. do what they need to do, but we've got families right now in America that need healthcare, and why not? You and I can do that right now. We don't need Chuck Schumer, and we don't need Nancy Pelosi, do we?
We certainly do not. It sounds like fun, Bill.
Okay.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. Bill Martinez here, coming at you 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin, president, founder, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us. Jenny Beth, here we were talking about people, being activated, having an activated citizenry, which is so critical. You know, 5 minutes every day, and then you and I on the fly create a healthcare program that I believe would be a huge answer for everybody. And I think you may have come up with something absolutely brilliant here.
I think you were the one who came up with something absolutely brilliant.
No, I think it was you. I think it was you. But
it's something exploring.
Well, without a doubt. So we need to talk with. I think it was this one doctor. It was delivery. I forget what they call it. His name, if I remember correctly, was James Breen. And the issue is direct primary care. That's the buzzword we're not hearing a whole lot of. And it goes along the lines of what we're talking about. And I imagine if we come to them and say, look, we got several million people here. I mean, how many million people do you think we could generate here? And saying, look, this is going to be the people's health care program. And $50 a month, here it is. You're going to have access, do all this, all your tests are covered for you, pharmaceuticals, 10 cents on the dollar. Who wouldn't want to do that on a mass level? And the heck with the government. We'll just be off and rolling. We'll make it happen ourselves, and truly will be the people's health care program and not something that's contrived and branded out of the brain trust of D.C. because they want political credit for it.
Right, and if we can lower costs of health care for ourselves, we're going to wind up having more resources to take care of those who truly do need help. In a more compassionate society, and we've often learned that we can do a much better job at charity than the government can.
Without a doubt. I mean, ever since the government stepped in, told the churches and all the other groups, get out of the business, and what they created was this incredible program called welfare. And how's that been working for you? It's just a big mess. Again, it's our government at work for us doing something. As my dad used to always tell me, go, make sure you use the right tool for the right job. The government is the wrong tool for the wrong job time and time again. And, and I think this is the opportunity that we have with a guy like Donald Trump, who is the classic CEO. He's the classic chief executive officer. He gets it. He understands return on investment. And this is what's going to turn D.C. upside down. It's going to be a long, hard battle, and whether or not he can get it fully accomplished in, the 4 to 8 years potentially that lies ahead, he's fighting a lot of forces here right now. And, of course, it's that, again, is evident with the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, isn't it?
It is, and we've got to really watch that over the next week and a half to 2 weeks. The Senate, Senator McConnell wants to confirm Neil Gorsuch before they go on their spring break at the end of next week. Mm-hmm. And now we hear the Democrats saying they're going to do a full filibuster and not approve him. So,
and you know why? You know why? You know why is that? You know why that is, right? Because we've got some things that are pending in the court that'll be heard in the first week of April. So if they can delay this past that time, that gives them a little bit more room to hopefully freeze some of these decisions that are critical. And, again, this is all manipulation and what they're doing. And I know that Mitch McConnell is a traditionalist. He does not. I mean, he didn't like the nuclear option that Harry Reid introduced. He's kind of let the Democrats see the holster, but I think they're giving him little choice. He's going to have to take the nuclear weapon out of the holster and let it fly and get Gorsuch confirmed. What do you think?
Well, I think that Harry Reid already did that. I think that he's already, the ship has sailed, and it was only a matter of time before it winds up being used for a Supreme Court justice at this point. And you cannot, unlike legislation which can be amended, you cannot amend a person.
Right.
You either have to accept them or you don't.
Right.
And until in our country's history, we have not used the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees. Certainly not the way, or for nominees in general, not until the last few decades. So it's not something that's gone on throughout our entire country's history. So I think we're going to have to watch it very, very closely.
I got to tell you, Jenny Beth, when I speak, I have like mini town halls every day. Whenever I'm around, people know, oh, Bill Martini, you do a show, you know. So next thing you know, whether I'm at a coffee shop or I'm at the, you know, health club or anything, next thing you know, we've got several people. It's like mini town halls that go on. And consistently throughout, regardless of party, people are impressed with Neil Gorsuch. I mean, they go, wow, we didn't, you know, as brilliant as Antonin Scalia was and how he served our country, and you're thinking, could there ever be anybody to fill his shoes? I mean, Donald Trump couldn't, he couldn't have found a more perfect candidate than Neil Gorsuch. He is very impressive.
He really is impressive. And when I was watching the hearings last week, one of the things that I really liked so much about him is that he said that the law is his client and that he appreciates the difference between each of the branches of government. So that so that each branch is independent, and
right.
He's not going to try to write the law the way that Capitol Hill does,
exactly.
And he's going to interpret it and respect the law and do so through the lens of the Constitution.
Well, this is where separation of powers.
Yeah,
exactly. Separation of powers is so critical. And when you have judges that become activists, this is the other problem. This is the dynamic tension that is occurring in the rule of law, especially at this level, where you get justices, you know, evacuating millions of votes with a stroke of a pen. It's like, wait a minute, when that happens, we got serious problems here in River City, and that's been going on for way too long. I mean, it's one thing to be on the edges, and I mean, I don't believe in activism whatsoever. I think it's a huge problem. This is what's refreshing for me when I hear Gorsuch speak in the same vernacular as one Antonin Scalia, because he says the rule of law needs to apply. And when judges start making decisions, when people can say, hey, look, the voters didn't give me what I want, so I'm going to go to mommy and daddy, and I'm going to run to the next higher court and find somebody who's sympathetic to my cause, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, the definition of marriage is being redefined by one homosexual judge out of San Francisco. Why not?
That is certainly happening. They change penalties to taxes. They're making up law out of whole cloth sometimes on the court, and that's not the way our government is supposed to be set up.
Right. Interesting that they would do that for Barack Obama, but certainly not for one Donald Trump, and especially when the cause du jour, you know, in terms of our national security, you would think would be preeminent in why you would not honor the separation of powers and the responsibilities of each of the elements of our government that is so critical for them to be able to do their job. And, you know, this is, I find to be problematic that things have become so political that our national security is being compromised to this moment because you have activist judges that say, you know, just because it's Donald Trump, we're not, you know, we're going to block this. It's almost, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction, Jenny Beth, is saying, okay, fine, all the refugees get to go to Hawaii. Okay, we're going to send them all to Hawaii, okay?
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is he has the authority to enforce immigration law. This is his authority. So it's mm-hmm. a real problem what we're seeing with those courts, and it will ultimately move up to the Supreme Court, I think. And it's all the more important. It makes the next week's confirmation process all the more important. We've got to make sure that Judge Gorsuch gets confirmed at the Supreme Court.
And again, this is part of your 5-minute assignment, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Listen to Jenny Beth. Go to the website. Engage. You need to be activated, okay? Raise your right hand. We're going to send you a decoder ring and a secret password if necessary, but you're welcome to participate. In fact, we are commanded to participate because this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Jenny Beth, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and to get activated.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. Or you can text at the number 388873, the word patriot. 388873, text the word patriot.
And Jenny Beth, let's move forward. Let's get this healthcare system for the people together, okay?
All right.
You got it. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, to be honest with you, I think people have been saying it for a long time. It's just that there's been so many not listening. But for those that have been saying it, keep saying it, because this is what's needed. We're off course, and we need the voice of encouragement and reason to break through some of the insanity that surrounds our culture today. So this is our commitment to you, that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We bring the experts on so that you can get it, you know, from their understanding, their years of committed research. And you know, we're honored to have them on. And of course, if you'd like to listen to any interview, research it yourself. By all means, go to BillMartinezLive.com. They're all right there for your enjoyment and for your sharing our gift to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. George Marlin is with us. He's a contributing editor of thecatholicthing.org, a political columnist for the Long Island Business News and a contributor to the New York Post. George, if you'll allow me, I want to brag a little bit more about you and share your background. Served two terms as executive director, CEO of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey from 1995 to 97. In that capacity, he managed 35 facilities, including the World Trade Center, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark airports, past subway, and the four bridges and two tunnels that connect New York and New Jersey. Fortunately, George, for you, it happened before 9/11, right?
That is correct. My successor, Neil Levin, went down on 9/11. Wow. I had, during my watch, I had the TWA Flight 800 crash on my watch, if you remember that, from 1986. So I had 254 dead on my watch. That was enough.
Yeah, I bet. And I'm sure that 9/11 and, New York continues to be a hub of activity and the financial focus, and it is under scrutiny repeatedly. So when you saw what happened at 9/11, it had to be a very personal issue for you.
Well, needless to say, as the executive director of the Port Authority, you're the landlord of the World Trade Center, and the executive floors were on the in one World Trade Center as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people I appointed to post went down that day, certainly.
Mm.
But more important, you know, what is amazing about what happened in 9/11, first of all, that even though about 2,800 people died that day at ground zero, as awful as that is, I always thought the number would be a lot worse.
Yes.
And that day, because of a number of circumstances, the first day of school for a lot of kids, a lot of parents stayed home, took the day off, got into work later. Remarkably, the past subway system, which comes under the World Trade Center, stopped there. No one was hurt on those trains. All the trains pulled out in time before the buildings collapsed. So these are the little miracles that happened, even though it was a great tragedy. On top of that,
mm-hmm.
it is worth noting that the World Trade Center had a swing about 3 feet either way. The worst I ever felt it during a storm, and my office is on the 67th floor of the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
During a nor'easter, there was a sway of about 12 inches either way in the building, and you could watch waves in your coffee cup. You could feel your stomach swinging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
My great fear always was that the building might snap during some great crisis. And
right.
Imagine 130 stories plus, and it cracks in half, or a third of it just falls over. Instead, again, one of another little miracle on a very tragic day, the building collapsed the way it was designed to collapse, like an accordion. So it went down and flattened like a pancake. Now, there was obviously, in addition to people killed, debris everywhere. But imagine if the building had snapped in half and fell down
sideways
on lower Manhattan. It would have taken other buildings with it, and it would have been the disaster would have been many multiples of the great tragedy we faced that day. So these are little things I knew from my knowledge of the building and learned afterwards talking to people that once worked for me. So as bad as it was, it could have been worse.
Exactly. Well, George, you just said something that I think that for those of us that have heard other architects talk about the way the buildings went down, you said that they went down the way they were designed to go down.
If
they had to go down. So as opposed to that argument, and this counters the argument that there had to be something nefarious beyond the airplane striking the building, that there was a planned demolition that took place because the building went down into its footprint. But you're saying that it went down into its footprint because that's the way it was designed to go down.
Let me put something in perspective here.
Okay.
During my tenure as head of the Port Authority, I had the opportunity to sit down with all the security experts, not only in this nation. At that time, Police Commissioner Kelly was out of office. He ran a company. He came up to see me and briefed me on things. The New York City Police Commissioner Bratton, who was out of Boston at that time, had his own company. I met with Israelis who are in charge of guarding the Tel Aviv Airport, which is the safest airport in the world, because they just assume anybody who walks through the door is guilty of something. They just assume that when you walk in. There are several things, common themes, of what they told me. They said, first of all, the World Trade Center was the safest building in the world. To give you an idea, the average building, the management of the building, spends about 8%, maybe 10%, might be higher now. My number's a few years old.
Mm-hmm.
But on average, they spent in 2001 about 8% of their operating budget on security. The World Trade Center, 28% of its operating budget was spent, management budget was spent on security back in 2001.
Wow.
And so it was the safest building in the world. But they told me the following. A, would-be terrorists. The most you could do in having the safest building is that it persuades them not to do anything in your building, but do it to some other building. That's number one. And number two, they said, if people are willing to give up their lives, there's not much you could do about it.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened that day. Now, keep in mind, there were about a dozen underground floors. The bombing of 93.
I was just going to say, exactly.
The force went down below and put a huge hole through a number of floors, and a number of people were killed. Mm-hmm. A handful of people were killed that day. At first, they didn't know it was affecting the structure of the building. My predecessor, Sam Brezhnev, did an extraordinary job handling that crisis, the aftermath of that crisis. But the force went down because the bombs in the pan were, they didn't know what they were doing, thank goodness. And so the force went down and blew a bunch of holes and hit the parking lots down below.
Mm-hmm.
In reaction to that, the agency stopped having public parking spaces below the building. It was just the tenants, et cetera.
Right.
But we were very fortunate that day the force went down. It did not affect the structure of the building. So the security was pretty good in my judgment then. It became, before my time, I took over the next year, the amount of security went up many times, 10th power. So again, that day, because they were willing to give up their lives, crashing into the building, and from all reports I said and talking to people I knew in the agency, you know, in addition to the force of the crash, the fuel that came out of the plane, that added to bringing down the building. So no, the conspiracy theories, you know, I'm sorry, the building, there was too much security inside the building to get away with something like that. It was the planes crashing it. That, you could take that to the bank. That's how it happened. The rest is the usual. There's always conspiracy theories. There are conspiracy theories to this day on the Flight 800 crash.
Yes.
That took place during my time. And, you know, I just grow weary of it after a while.
Yeah, I understand. Well, George, today, my wife and I were just in New York last year, and I didn't recognize Ground Zero anymore with the build-out and what they have turned that area into. It is a magnificent retail operation, just amazing, you know, what the vision and the hard work of New Yorkers can do.
Oh, no, the new building in... the president executive director of the Port Authority, Pat Foy, happened to be, we went to high school together on the dating team.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, we were close friends for over 40 years. So he, when he took over a few years ago, the construction was well in progress.
Right.
George,
I got to stop you right there. Forgive me. We got to go to break. We're going to be back
with
George Marlin, talk about Sons of St. Patrick. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, most definitely, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts, good, bad, and different. Get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count here. I know for so many years, half of this country, your opinion was invalidated. You're kicked to the curb. And then, ironically, they say now that they've lost their way, where are you? We need your moral compass. We need your North Star. I bet you do. You keep trying to do it your own way, and you keep failing, and, you know, here it is. The definition of insanity personified, and this is America in the 21st century. George Marlin is with us, contributing editor of The Catholic Thing, a political columnist for the Long Island Business News, a contributor to New York Post. He and his co-author, Brad Miner, have come together to write a book, Sons of St. Patrick, The History of the Archbishops of New York, from Dagger John to Timmy Town. George, I guess the first question is why you and Brad decided to come together and co-conspire on this book, huh?
Well, first of all, having been part of the political fabric in New York City for 40 years, I was on three corners to William F. Buckley Jr. in 1965 when he ran for mayor of New York on the conservative line. I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And fighting the culture wars in New York City, I had the privilege of working and knowing Cardinal Cook. Cardinal O'Connor and I are very good friends. Cardinal Egan's his successor and I are very good friends. And Bill and I have become good friends in recent years. So I've had the privilege of knowing them, working with two of them very closely on fighting the battle on homosexual rights bills in New York City, rainbow curriculums, and a host of other things over the years. So I was able to see up close, and particularly O'Connor's battle with Governor Mario Cuomo back in the 80s and early 90s. I had a front row seat for a lot of that, so idea sort of hit me, and I knew it would be a monumental task. I asked a friend and colleague, Brad Miner, who used to be a literary editor of the National Review. We went to see Cardinal Dolan and said, here's what we're thinking about, but we need access to the archives. And so he opened the doors of the archives to us, and we spent 3.5 years going through that, putting this book together. And I like to think it tells a very good story of 10 very different men. What they had in common is they were all Irish, who became the archbishops of New York. And as John Paul II, St. John Paul, said, New York City is the capital of the world because it is that. And because it's the center of media in the world, it's some of the great political battles of all time. The Archbishop of New York historically has not only had an impact on the city, the state, but also on the national level, particularly Cardinal Spellman, who military archbishop during the Second World War, had a very close relationship with Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill and Dwight Eisenhower, traveled millions of miles, not only tending to spiritual needs of the troops, but was also carrying out missions for the White House, particularly between the White House and the Vatican during the Second World War. So each one, I think there are very interesting stories, and each of them fought their battles in the public square, and I think it's just a good story.
Well, yeah, incredible that you would highlight these 10 men, these 10 archbishops of New York, the trials, tribulations, triumphs, as you write, of the 10 fascinating men who have served as Archbishop of New York. Interestingly, by design, by God's design, certainly, you might say, all Irish, either by birth or by heritage. Did you find that that consequence and that reality to be a coincidence or just planned, specifically planned?
Well, keep this in the back of your mind. The Archdiocese was established in 1808 mm-hmm. by the Vatican, and shortly thereafter, you have the huge influx to the Irish diaspora, the famine. So the first great wave of immigrants to this nation, particularly in Boston and New York City, were the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And the cathedral of the archbishop is named St. Patrick's Cathedral for a reason. It was old St. Patrick's Cathedral in Lower Manhattan, which still stands today. Mm-hmm. And then the new St. Patrick's built on Madison between 5th and Madison Avenue, which was completed in 1879 after the Civil War. The first Archbishop, John Hughes, was born in Ireland, trained as a priest in Maryland, and then was in the Philadelphia diocese for a while and came to New York. But he was a street fighter. You had the great waves of anti-Catholicism, the nativist movement back in the 1840s and 50s, the draft riots of the Civil War, because of the unfairness of the draft system that was skewed towards Irish Catholics instead of Protestants, where Protestants could buy their way out of the draft at $200. You know, for instance, President Theodore Roosevelt, his father, Theodore Roosevelt the Elder, paid an Irishman $200 to take his place in his draft. President Franklin Roosevelt's father, James Roosevelt, paid an Irishman $200 to take his place in the draft. So you had the draft riots as a result of some fairness, and it was Archbishop Hughes who quieted the city, ended those draft riots. President Lincoln sent him on to Europe, to Catholic monarchs during the Civil War, on a mission to urge them not to support the South during the war. So Hughes set a pattern where the Archbishop of New York had a national voice and took on the anti-Catholic movement that took place regularly throughout the 19th century. Back in 1848, when the nativists were burning down churches in Philadelphia, Archbishop Hughes went to the nativist mayor of the city of New York and said, "Here's the deal. If one church burns down in New York City or one Catholic is harmed, this city will look like Moscow in 1812 when Napoleon left it in flames when he retreated out of it."
Mm-hmm.
And the native crowd took him seriously and sort of backed off, and we didn't see the kind of damage and riots that were witnessed in Philadelphia and Baltimore and other Catholic cities that had a large Catholic population. So nationally, they've had a voice in national affairs, state affairs, local affairs. The Archbishop's mansion on Madison Avenue behind the cathedral is called the powerhouse for a reason, because presidents, governors, mayors, legislators, U.S. senators, congressmen, back in the days of the golden age of the Roman Catholic Church in America, went to see the Archbishop of New York on a lot of stuff to make sure they had his blessing on things back in those days.
Exactly. George, speaking of Archbishop Hughes, the nickname Dagger, how did he get that and why?
Well, as you may know, or your listeners may know, when a Roman Catholic bishop signed his name, today's Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dillon, as right before the T of Timothy, he puts a small cross, and that is has historically been a tradition of what a bishop, Archbishop Cardinal, does when he signs his name.
Mm-hmm.
When he was quoted in the papers and or published notices and statements that were published fully in the newspapers, the only, when you did old-fashioned typesetting, the only typeset item they had that came close to that cross was a tiny dagger, and that appeared in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the name Dagger John Hughes because a lot of the native is anti-Catholic, so his dagger was aimed at their throats on occasion when he made it clear he would not tolerate the riots and some of the ugliness of the anti-Catholic sentiment in the city of New York. So it sort of stuck for 200 years.
Well, kind of amazing when you look back at these 10 archbishops, what they believed in. There was no wavering. I mean, they were strong men. They served as that moral compass. And I would say the current archbishop, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, is much from the same fabric, although he may be, some might say, softened a bit by the culture and some of the press, you know, the pressure of the culture around him. But nonetheless, when he speaks, he is he has a solid position and foundation, which I believe is very needed in our country right now because of the confusion and people wondering, okay, what is this all about? And we've had many discussions, George, that what our country is going through is more of a spiritual crisis than a political one.
Oh yeah, cultural spiritual crisis. I agree. I would suggest this. The Archbishop of New York historically has had great moral sway in the city and the nation. They also had political sway. The high point was Spellman, Cardinal Spellman was Archbishop of New York from 1939 to 1967, December 67. Mm-hmm. Cardinal O'Connor in the public square had great moral sway. And he took on Mario Cuomo, and I knew Mario Cuomo. I grew up in Queens politics and met Mario, and he was a Queens, what they call a Queens Boulevard lawyer back in 1970. I know his son as well, since he's about 17. Mario is a very smart guy, sold us out on a lot of stuff to gain public office, and he and O'Connor crossed swords. You know what? When I connected all the dots together, and as I said, I had a front row seat, he beat Mario at every turn. And I think it's great reading of the book when I connected this all together because I had forgotten a lot of it.
Exactly.
But they may have lost their political sway, but Dolan, our present archbishop, still has considerable moral sway in the city of New York. It's interesting, when the Pope came to New York last year, I had the privilege of being in the front row with the political class. I was sitting with Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, and behind us was the political class, next 10 or 15 rows, and many of the blatant anti-Catholics hate the church, but my goodness, they fought to get into that church to be there when the Pope came in. And when mayors and governors get in trouble, last year when we had the tragedy in Staten Island where a African-American who was illegally selling cigarettes on the street corner was picked up by cops on the way to the jail, Friesen House, he took ill, had a heart attack, and died. And of course, it became a great controversy in the city of New York. Staten Island, which is very Catholic, very Italian. The mayor, who is in deep trouble over this and feared riots and things, brought in the Archbishop of New York, asked him to come in. They had a meeting with all the persons involved, key persons at his residence, and then there was a prayer session in St. Patrick, and it sort of calmed the city.
Right.
So Mayor de Blasio turned to him when we had a similar situation back
exactly.
in Rudy Giuliani's time. Mayor Giuliani turned to
exactly.
Cardinal O'Connor to have a prayer.
Well, George, forgive us. We're out of time. Author of the book Sons of St. Patrick, available at all the usual places, will be linked on our website as well. George Marlin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime.